Okay, today, Bezer Shem, we're continuing in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Shmaya Vavtalion Kibla Mehem. Shmaya Omer. Shmaya said, Ehovis a Malacha. One should love the Malacha. Now, it happens to be Shmaya Vavtalion should get a little bit of a biography over here. They were both Gerim. They were Bnei Banav of Sancheriv. And the Bartura writes that because Avtalion was an Av Bezdin, he was called by this name, meaning Avtalion means an Av for Ketanim, because Atalia in Lashon Arami means a katan. So like the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kadavina Talia, when I was a little kid, when I was a katan. So, or Lesu Talia Vitalyasa, the Gemara in Yavama says, let a katan and katana come. So Avtalion was the father of Yisomim Ketanim. He would take care of the Yisomim Ketanim. So Shmaya and Avtalion were both Geirei Tzedek. They were descendants of Sancheriv. So Shmaya used to say, Ehoves HaMalacha, you should love work, meaning even if you have enough for Parnassa, you should be engaged in work rather than sitting around doing nothing, because there's nothing worse than being unproductive. Batala brings a person to all sorts of bad things, to craziness and other things. Usna es harabanus, and a person should not say, I'm a big person, and therefore it's beneath me to work. No, you should not be interested in holding yourself as a person of high stature. This doesn't mean you should hate rabanus in the sense of, at least the way the Bartunur understands, in the sense of being a rabbi. It means that you shouldn't be interested in elevating your kavod. Va'al tisvada l'rashus, and don't be known to the government. Because it will always come back to haunt you. So you don't want to try to achieve srara through those kinds of relationships. Mishnah Yiralv, Avtalion Omer. Avtalion says, Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem. Chachamim have to be very careful in the way that they phrase things. Shema tachovu chovas galus v'tiglu l'makom mayim haraim. V'yishnu atalmidim abba machreim v'yamusu v'nimtza shem shemayim eschalal. Then maybe they'll be chayiv galus and they'll have to go to a place of bad waters, and they're going to, the talmidim that follow them are going to drink from those bad waters, and they're going to die, and then it will cause a chilul Hashem. So what does that mean exactly? It means that if they're chayiv to go into galus, they'll go to a place where there are apikorsim who are going to misinterpret everything that they say. So you have to be so careful in the way you formulate things, because you might be in a place where the apikorsim are listening closely. Certainly if you put your urim online or whatever, there's always all kinds of people listening closely, and the people who want to hear every bit of Torah that you have to say are going to listen to how the apikorsim report that Torah, and they're going to, you know, and it's going to be chil Hashem that apikorsish ideas are going to be taught in your name. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Yud, we said that Shmaya taught that one should love work and not hold himself above work, and not become someone who was known l'rashus, who was known to the government. And in Mishnah Yir Aleph, we said that Avtalion said that a person should be very, very careful. Chacham should be careful in the way that they express themselves, because people could learn apikorsis from them otherwise, and that would be a horrible chilul shem shemayim. But next time, we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis.